DUSD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Our showcase is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
Your local credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, is thankful for the wonderful community we live in. They appreciate the opportunity to serve your financial needs, from checking and savings accounts to home loans, auto loans, credit cards, and much more. Come see all they have to offer and join them today at esfcu.com or text or call them at 620-342-2336. Your local federally insured credit union by the NCUA Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
And welcome to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. We were just listening to the Southwick Turkey Day Dash commercial. And that's coming up Thanksgiving morning, formerly the Walnut Turkey Day Dash. And Allison, that's been going on for a number of years here, and Walnut School started then. It's been extremely popular, extremely successful, and you were part of the launching of that,
yes,
were you
we
not?
Yes, I thought they were. Melissa Sears, who was our instructional coach at the time, had brought that idea from Lawrence because they did that. I'm like, we are not going to get people to run on Thanksgiving and then have people volunteer. But it grew into a really large, fun 5K.
Morphed into, a huge event.
Yeah, I'm so glad that Southwood picked it up. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's going to be out at Champions Landing Thanksgiving morning, so still time to get registered. It's all for a good cause, going to Southwick House. So, fortunately, they picked it up. Well, welcome to the showcase, and we are going to be talking about the Emporia Seasonal Celebration. And it's good we're doing this because the next time we get together, the seasonal celebration will be in our rear view mirror at that time. So it's good to have all of the music coaches and teachers here to let us know what we're in store for December 11th and 12th. But as we always do, we kick off our showcase program with hashtag Emporia Proud Moments. Allison?
We're ready. This week, we are celebrating American Education Week, recognizing the dedication and hard work of our employees who support our students and their families each day. As a token of appreciation, tomorrow morning, 1,500 chocolate chip cookies will be delivered to every building and department in the district. Thanks to the generous support of our community partners at Emporia State Federal Credit Union and everyone here at KVOE. So happy American Education Week, and we thank all of you who make a difference in our schools. All of our fourth grade students recently participated in a flag etiquette program across the district. Retired Army veteran Ms. Leslie Hodges visited each elementary school to teach students about proper flag and national anthem etiquette, explain changes in the flag over time, and guide them through the steps of folding a flag. This is a valuable experience for our students, and we are grateful to Ms. Hodges for bringing this program to them. This past Friday, our Emporia High School Art Department proudly represented our district at the Kansas Association of School Boards District Showcase. Art teacher and department head Mr. Josh Pavlik, along with talented EH students Hope East, Chloe Longberry, Kyle McBride, Ava Archer, Kylie Tran, and Dexter Lingenfelter, showcased their incredible creativity and dedication to the arts. Congratulations to the entire team for earning this opportunity to highlight the amazing work happening in our district. That was a really incredible opportunity. We had examples of what they had at they made through the art department. So we had glass and ceramics and jewelry, paintings, and then our students were working on our watercolor. So board members across the state and superintendents could ask them questions, and they did a great, great job.
Yeah, we had an opportunity to talk to all the students and Josh here a couple of weeks ago, and they were really pumped up about the opportunity, so I'm glad it went well.
They did a great job, and Josh said it was fun that it had people come up and talk to him about being the glass-blowing school. So, okay. Like, we need to find out how big of an area beyond Kansas that we are the only glass-blowing school. At the closing ceremony at KSB Convention, Art Gutierrez was recognized for his work as past president as he closed his term on the KSB board. And then, as always, we went a brief construction update. William Allen White was 66% complete at the end of October and remains on schedule for completion in August 2025. So our key updates include the installation of the brick facade on the multipurpose room, which was completed at the end of October, along with the completion of site work around the new space. The sidewalks and new kitchen equipment have been installed, and then over winter break, equipment from the old kitchen will be transferred to the new kitchen. The fire marshal inspection occurred last week, and the new space is expected to be handed over to the district by winter break. And then additionally, updates to the hallway murals are scheduled to happen during the break as well.
Just about there.
We are so close. Getting too close to the finish line.
Team Lanie, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Students and staff will begin their Thanksgiving break after school next Tuesday, November 26th, and we hope that our staff and students enjoy some time away from school celebrating the holiday with family, friends, and that everyone has a happy Thanksgiving.
Is everyone ready for a break?
No, I'm good. Let's keep going.
No. Let's work on
Glenn's
Thanksgiving.
Power through, Glenn.
Jokes.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, Allison.
Yes, always, absolutely. Always happy to highlight, so thank you for having that.
Good information. It's always a good way to start the program. And as I alluded to at the top of the showcase, the Emporia Seasonal Celebration coming up December 11th and 12th. This is one of the big events in the school district each and every year at William L. White Auditorium, and we are pleased to be joined this morning by Sarah Bayes, Emporia High School Choir Director. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Good to have you here. Ethan Neal, Emporia High School and Emporia Middle School Orchestra Director. Ethan, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to have you here. Glenn Willard, Emporia High School Band Director.
Howdy. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fantastic.
New band uniforms. Did I hear something about that earlier this week?
You heard right. Yep.
So how exciting is that?
That's one of the coolest things I've gotten to do as band director, working with this band since 2009 in one way or another. I've had these uniforms for 19 seasons, and so getting new ones is very, very exciting, and it's like reigniting a new sense of pride and engagement with our kids. They're very pumped.
Let me ask you, what went into the design of these? Were you involved in the design and the choosing of the uniforms?
Absolutely. We got to take our band staff down to Fruhoff Uniforms in Wichita, which is their headquarters, and we spent a whole day with their design team, their CEO, and our representatives just going through this graphic design process and throwing around ideas. We like this, don't like this. We've got a whole uniform built, didn't like it, started over from scratch. We got to tour their facilities and touch all the fabrics and textures, and it was really, really cool.
So you're really happy with the outcome?
Very much so.
Yeah, we saw the model there at the school board meeting, and looked good.
Yeah, shout out to sophomore band student Bryce Heinen for being there to model for us.
So are the students pretty jacked about this, pretty excited?
Yes. They actually hadn't seen the uniforms until the day after the school board presentation, so we had a whole reveal in band class the next day.
Well, and you talk about band uniforms, and Allison, that's not a cheap proposition right there. That's over $100,000.
Yes, it's over $100,000, but we were so proud. And then I really appreciated, you could hear the oohs and the ahs as Glenn was explaining, and so the E on the, because you didn't see it at first. It was abstract, which is great, and then, you know, the caps and how that could change, it was awesome.
Yep, it's going to be really cool.
Well, that's awesome. And also with us here is Monica Marcus, Monica Emporia Middle School Director of Choirs. Monica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. Well, let's talk about, the seasonal celebration, this huge event with a rich history. And Sarah, let's lead off with you. And if memory serves, in talking with you about the seasonal celebration in the past, and we've done this with you on a number of occasions through the years, you were a participant as a student at Emporia High School in said seasonal celebration, were you not?
That is correct, yeah. My family moved to the Emporia community the summer before I started eighth grade. So I got to participate in seasonal celebration for 5 years as a choir member.
So then, have you counted how many years now you have been involved in the seasonal celebration?
I'll do the quick math here. I think this will be my 19th involvement.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
14th as director.
Well, and let's talk about what goes into this. What can people expect to see and hear when they head to the Civic Auditorium on December 11th and 12th?
Well, you know, this is one of our big traditions for the school district and for the community. So we do try and meet some of those expectations. You know, people come each year wanting a little bit of familiarity, I think, you know, wanting to hear some of those songs that maybe they performed as participants as well. But we also try to keep it fresh for our students and ourselves by rotating in some new pieces. You know, some of the songs we do are on a 2-year rotation or 3-year rotation or 4-year rotation. And then sometimes we're just finding something we've never done before and pulling that in. So this year is kind of a nice balance of, you know, some of those longstanding traditions, as well as some newer things that people will not have heard before.
So participation from the Emporia High School Choir, what kind of numbers are we looking at as far as performers for you in this concert?
Yeah, so for Seasonal Celebration, I combine my Prelude Choir, which is my majority freshman group, but it's open to all grade levels. So Prelude Choir, Concert Choir being the sophomore and up,
okay,
and then Chorale being the junior-senior group. So between those three, we've got 90 participants in the high school choirs.
So when did rehearsals start? Have they started, I should ask?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. Way before anybody wants to be thinking about Christmas music. So basically, for the choirs, as soon as we finish up our fall concerts in October, we turn right over to Seasonal Celebration preparation.
So are there any different numbers you will be performing this year? You mentioned there'll be some traditional standards.
Glenn and Ethan did some hunting for us and brought to us a new combined piece that will actually be the opener for the concert. It is a holiday medley. So attendees can look forward to hearing some pretty traditional, well-known Christmas tunes arranged for choir as well as symphony orchestra.
How exciting is it to perform? I mean, the Seasonal Celebration. You're in front of, obviously, you know, a pretty big crowd at White Auditorium both nights.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, it's one of the things that we do throughout the year that feels a little more like a professional caliber to have the choirs there with the symphony orchestra performance. You know, it is. It's a big deal, and it's such a valuable experience for our students, you know, and I think that it's such a rare thing for, you know, middle school and high school kids to get to be part of something like this. So it is very exciting. I was fortunate to have a student come back and visit last week, came in and talked to our Emporia High School Chorale. And this person's been out for 10 years and living in the Kansas City area and had not been involved in anything musical since graduating high school, and just recently became a member of the Kansas City Symphony Chorus.
Oh, wow.
Which is a 160 voice choir. And hearing him talk about his experience and how similar that feels to the work that he was doing as a middle schooler and high schooler in Emporia's Seasonal Celebration, you know, it was just a really great indicator. Like, wow, this really does have some staying power with people that go on to do music in a professional setting. So I just think we couldn't be providing our kids a better opportunity. It's just great.
So you mentioned rehearsals. Do you get to rehearse all together? I mean, there's a lot that goes into this, and I know that like the evening before you start, you do have kind of a dress rehearsal activity at the auditorium, but is there any opportunity for everybody to get together before this?
Yeah, you bet. So as far as just vocal music is concerned, we do have our first combined rehearsal where we'll get middle school and high school singers together, and that will be next Monday already. And the middle schoolers come over and they sit out in the house seats in the Emporia High Auditorium. And, you know, even that rehearsal is part of the tradition. You know, we try to recognize, we have kids stand based on how many years they've been participating in the program. And that's a thing that by the time they get to be juniors or seniors with me, they're reminding me, you know, don't forget to tell us to stand if we've been in it for 6 years or 7 years. So it's really neat, and it's really exciting to hear the choirs come together for that first time. And, you know, and then we kind of have that barometer of what work needs to be done for the next few weeks before we all come together than downtown at the auditorium.
Yeah, it's quite the event,
and yes, sir.
It certainly is a wonderful performance put on by USD 253. Sarah, thanks.
You bet.
Always good to talk to you. Ethan Neal, Emporia High School and Emporia Middle School Orchestra Director. Ethan, again, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for giving us some time here this morning. So rehearsals, where are we at with the orchestra?
So we began rehearsing the Seasonal Celebration music, again, as the choirs do right after our fall concerts, which are in October. So we've been working on this music for about a month. The people at the high school, you know, they've been doing it for so long that they have a lot of the numbers already under their belt. And so we're just diving in deeper to, like, the harder pieces, like Sleigh Ride, for example. And so just, like, really making sure everything's, like, super solid. And then middle school, I'm just glad to be able to introduce all these, like, traditional things that we've done here in Emporia to them and help include them in that, especially the young seventh graders, who it's their first year.
So what kind of numbers are you dealing with here as far as performers in the orchestra, middle school, and high school?
We have about 40 at the high school, and then I'm bringing another 40 from the middle school.
So wow. 80 that, total. That sounds like pretty good numbers. Would you agree?
I would agree, yes.
So are those numbers increasing?
I sure hope so. We have a large number of sixth graders coming in next year, and so I'm really excited about that. I've been also taking the time to visit the elementary orchestra programs to make sure that they're off on the right footing, and that it's also like some form of recruiting to make sure that, like, you know, we continue to add numbers once they arrive here at the middle school. So
is there a separation in between the band and the orchestra? How does that work? I mean, is it just is there band performing, orchestra? Glenn, how does that?
So the band does perform two numbers on their own up okay. on stage that we work on, but then our band students and orchestra students actually get the opportunity to combine and okay. put on a symphony orchestra, which has the strings and the wind and percussion players, okay. which is a great opportunity.
So the difference between the orchestra and the band, there is a difference in. They're two separate.
In classes in the school, orchestra's just strings, like your violins, your okay. cellos, and then the band is everything else.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for setting us straight, or setting me straight on that here this morning. So are you happy with the way things are going?
Yes, everything's great.
So seasonal celebration, how many years for you now?
This is my first year.
It's your first year, okay.
Yeah, I just moved here from Memphis, Tennessee over the summer to take over the orchestra position from Riley Day. And this community has been such a blessing to me. This orchestra program is so great. The kids are great. I love the admin. Everyone is so nice here. And I'm really excited to continue to work here.
Yeah, I mean, 89th year. So rich history mm-hmm. coming in with this. So, well, good luck with the performances coming up December 11th and 12th.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, keep up the good work. Ethan Neal, Emporia High School and Emporia Middle School Orchestra Director. And now we bring in Monica Marcus, Emporia Middle School Director of Choirs. Monica, good morning again.
Hello again.
Nice to have you here. So how have rehearsals been going at the middle school?
Oh, they've been great. We've been in Christmas mode since before Halloween.
Oh, okay.
So,
like some many kids people are in my neighborhood.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah. the kids are loving it. It's been going really well. This year, I decided to give them a little extra challenge, and we are doing some three-part harmonies.
Okay.
For at least half of our songs, so that's been a fun challenge.
So, do they enjoy working with Sarah and her group over at the high school?
Yes, they're really excited to head over next week and get to hear the high schoolers. And I always have eighth graders who are like, so, Miss Marcus, are they going to sing that one song, you know, that the Care of the Bells? So we're hoping maybe we'll hear that. Whatever we hear is always really good from the high schoolers. So
as far as the pieces that you have, anything different than may have been heard in the past we can expect?
Yes, we're bringing back a song from a couple of years ago, which is one of my favorites, called Biddy Bomb. And it is a Hanukkah song. And this year, we're actually performing a Hanukkah song before Hanukkah is over. So it's going to be
all
timely.
Right.
I'm really excited for that one.
So how are your numbers at the middle school as far as choir participants?
Yeah, so we're just shy of 50 this year.
That good? Is that,
yeah, it's pretty like, consistent, yeah.
So how often do you rehearse then? What's your schedule
like?
Well,
I see all of my students every day, which is great. And then we are really fortunate to have an opportunity for middle school choir students to go over to William Lindsay White and have our own rehearsal there so the kids can see the venue and practice going up the stairs and finding where everything is at. And then we jump right into dress rehearsals with everyone the next day.
Well, good. We can't wait to see and hear your group.
Yes, we're so excited to sing for you guys.
Yeah, it's seasonal celebration December 11th and 12th. Monica Marcus, Emporia High School director of choirs.
Middle school,
yeah. Sorry about that. And Glenn Wooler. Glenn, good morning. Band director, Emporia High School.
Hello.
Good to see you again. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So how have rehearsals been going for you?
Well, unlike the other participants, we have just gotten started on our seasonal celebration stuff. So, you know, in the band world, we've got marching band that goes on at the beginning of the year, and we go through football season, and we have our marching band competitions that end the last week of October. So we didn't really get quite the jump start on everything. And with us performing the two band pieces solo, or like just the band on the stage, we've got those going on. But then with our members who are also playing in the symphony, like I was mentioning earlier, those rehearsals actually happen before school. So we've been having some 7 a.m. rehearsals once or twice a week for the past 3 weeks for those kids specifically to learn that orchestra music, while our class time is devoted to learning stuff for the Christmas parade still, learning stuff for basketball season that's coming up in a few weeks, and learning our pieces for seasonal.
Well, and you were in the Veterans Day parade too.
Yep.
Downtown. Yeah,
yep.
You look looking good.
Thanks.
Looking good in that, sounding good. So you mentioned band competitions. How did they go? How did you guys fare?
Oh man, we had a great season this year. At Emporia State Marching Festival, we actually took second in our division, which was really, really great. And then we went down to Southern Plains Marching Festival in Andover, where we got a Superior 1 rating.
And that is very good.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Nicely done. Well, congratulations on that. So how are your numbers as far as E-High Band?
We are going up and up and up. You know, COVID really took a toll on our numbers over the past few years, and we're getting back to where we were before. We've got 82 enrolled in band this year, and our smallest class right now is seniors, and every year we go down, each gets bigger. So that bodes well for the future.
That's exciting.
Yeah, on that, I want to shout out to Assistant Band Director Grant Perkins, who's at the high school and at the middle school, and then we've got Marquise Scott, who's at the middle school, and they're just doing fantastic things, getting kids prepared to come over to high school, and having Grant be that transition from middle school to high school is really important in the band world.
So are the kids fired up about the seasonal celebration? Is something that your group looks forward to?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're very excited, and especially those kids who signed up to play with the orchestra. That's just such a unique experience that doesn't always get to happen in high school. And so getting them that opportunity to play in a symphony with strings and with singers, it's so fantastic.
Not only that, but you know, that venue, you know, a white auditorium with the rich history, and then the crowds, obviously, that you're playing in front of.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
That is good. Well, keep up the great work, Glenn. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Seasonal celebration coming up December 11th and 12th. Sarah, as far as admission prices this year, what are we looking at? Do we have that information with us here this morning?
I think we're doing $5 for admission at the door.
For adults.
Okay. $5 for adults. Thank you, Monica.
Yeah, it's $5 for adults, and students are free.
Okay. And we've got 7 p.m., the nights of 11th and the 12th, and then there is a dress rehearsal, if memory serves. Is it like
That's
noon
correct.
On
it
the 10th?
It is noon. We actually shifted that last year for the first time, and we're staying with it. So rather than Tuesday, our dress rehearsal will be on Wednesday,
okay.
the same date as our first evening performance.
So at noon the 11th, then.
That's correct. And Wednesday, December 11th at noon, and that rehearsal is open to the public who just prefer to be, you know, out during daylight hours. So people are welcome to come to that. You know, that's also when we invite media to be there for photography. So Wednesday, December 11th at noon.
Okay, absolutely free. And photo opportunities during the dress rehearsal, but no photos during the seasonal celebration performances itself at 7 p.m.
Correct.
On the 11th and 12th. Okay. I think we've got all the information out there we need.
Exciting stuff.
It is.
It really is, yeah. Well, thanks for all you do. We appreciate you taking time to come in and visit with us here this morning about the 89th Annual Seasonal Celebration, USD 253. Next year's 90.
Next year's 90.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Like the way I added that on the run, that math on the run there, pretty impressive. Yeah. Well, appreciate you all coming in. Allison, again, thanks, and we look forward to having you back next month for another exciting showcase here on KVOE.
Thank you for having us.
Good to have you all here. Our showcase brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424-226. Good morning. It's 8:53.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior Ukrainian official has confirmed that Ukraine has